This is the ordinance of the Torah that Hashem commanded, saying, "Dabro b'nei Yisrael, yikhu elecha para adum v'tzmima, asher ein bo mum asher lo yolo aleho el." Zoyz chukas ha-Torah, Rashi says, "L'fishasot nebu'um v'sa'olam moinin es Yisrael." They tried, they scoffed at Klal Yisrael, "Loimar, ma mitzvah zoyz?" What reasoning is there? So there it says, "Chukah, gzeirihim ulfonai, ve'en lahara racharev." It's a gzeirah before me, and you shouldn't think afterwards. A few ha'aras over here. First of all, vasav is dafki, this mitzvah they pick on more than anything else. There's plenty of mitzvahs they could pick on. What is so special about Parah Aduma, the Duma Sa'olam, they scoffed us and they chide us for this mitzvah. Number two, in this parsha of Parah Aduma, Pasuk says, "Zois ha-Torah Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyel." This is the Torah. Then somebody dies Ba'oyel. Chazal Darshan from Zois ha-Torah Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyel. Atem Kriyam Adam V'loi Ha'ivdei Kechavim. So what is the connection between this drosh of Atem Kriyam Adam V'loi Ha'ivdei Kechavim and Bedafki, this parasha of Parah Aduma? Number three, what's talking of pshat and atem kruim adam v'layav de kechavim? And then it says pshat of pshat, pshat of pshat. We don't need any big pshat of that. We're based on the pshat. Over, you know, deeper than the pshat of pshat, there's other pshat in it. What's talking of pshat and atem kruim adam v'layav de kechavim? So the Svarim, it says that the shayrish of Misa and the shayrish of Tumah is rooted in the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Before the chait of the Eitz Hadas, Adam was totally ruchni. Sagashmi is the kikeli on the outside, but the etzem, he was total ruchni. And there was no misa shayach by him, the Eitz Hara was not a chelik in him. Adam Arishan was mekayim, v'atem hadveikim v'ashem alekeichem chayim kulchem hayayim. He would live forever, and also his mitzias was total chiyus. There was no misa part of him. There was no head, there was no void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within him. He was totally David Vashem. But all of this changed with the chait of the Eitz Hadas. He used his egg in the seichel. And he decided that it was good for him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And that caused a pivot between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eitz Hara entered him. And now he became immortal. No longer can you say about him, "Atam Advekim Hashem Alekeichem." He became a Bar Temusa. What happened after the chait of the Eitz Hadas? There were two different halachim and how to live life. There was most of the olam let nature run its course. The Eitz Hara is part of their mitzias, so they went down, mamish to the worst aveiros. For a period, Noach, the Noach motzachem be'enei Hashem, he stopped the hemorrhaging for a while, and Mabel came in his time and he saved mankind. Abulamaisa then it continued weiter until Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu started a new mahalach in the Bria, contrary to the rest of the Bria. Achis k'tana yeshlonu. Pasuk says, "Ze Avraham Avinu she'es acha kerasha ba'olam." There was a rip between Shemayim and Aretz, and he started mending the rip. And that was the mahalach of the Avis HaKadoshim. Avraham Avinu brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world, and Yitzchak Vayter, and Yaakov Avinu, he was the one that was mashlim this. Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, "Shufra the Yaakov Avinu me'ein shufra the Adam Arishan." Taishrib Tzadok HaKoyim, the Yaakov Avinu reached the Madreg of Adam Arishan Koyim Achei. And the beauty of Yaakov Avinu was me'ein shufra the Adam Arishan Koyim Achei. And the Mela, that's why it says Yaakov Avinu lo'imeis. Because Misa was only something that came after the chait of the Eitz Hadas. The Avos HaKadoshim brought back the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Yaakov Avinu mamish embodied that Dveikus of Adam Arishan. By him is not Shayach Misa, Shufra the Yaakov Avinu, Me'en Shufra the Adam Arishan. So as the rest of the world, they allowed themselves to give into the Eitz Hara, Olam Kimin Hagei Noyig, the Avos HaKadoshim, they go in this mahalach to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they will mavatl themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why. This is why. B'nai Yisrael, we go into Darkei HaAvis, we try and be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chelik of that is doing differently what Adam Rishon did. Adam Rishon let his own seichel get in the way between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and lehepech, we live with Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're mevatel our das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the mitzvah Parah Aduma embodies. Being mevatel our das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the symbol of dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's other chukim in the Torah, but the mitzvah Parah Aduma makes no sense. Mitaris HaTmeyim, Mitaris HaTahirim, it beklaws no shaykhs. And by being mekayim this, this is the epitome of what the Avos HaKadoshim stood for. We're mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what makes us Yidden, and that's what makes us Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankiv. Gemara says in Masechta Sota, it says that b'schus that Avraham Avinu said va'anoichi ofer va'efer, he was zoiche to the mitzvah of offer, to the union of offer Sota, and to the efer of paradum. Was pshat. That's mamish what we're talking about over here. Avraham Avinu was mevatel himself totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'anoichi ofer va'efer. That's what the mitzvah of paradum represents. A total hisbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also moving, it says in the Pasuk, V'yikhu Eilecha Parah Aduma. They should take to you. What's the meaning of taking to you? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that says, V'nachnu ma, ich bin garnished, right? The Parah Aduma represents that Eilecha. Moshe Rabbeinu embodies the spirit of the Parah Aduma. He's totally mevatel himself. And that answers all the horrors. Why after the Umas Ha'olam chide us about this mitzvah? Because this mitzvah is the uptight of the chilul between us and Goyim. Right? Goyim, they let the Yetzirah get in the way. They're very progressive. The Seichel of the Goy today, Mamish, they're the most advanced people in the world because of modern technology. And they don't realize that their stupid Seichel gets them downwards and downwards and downwards. More and more and more and more. And Lehepech, Haredesh Yindad, and Mevatel, they're the Astak of the Shbaruch Hu. And they live, they're the living embodiment of what the Parah Aduma represents. For states of the Sultan and the Umas Ha'olam, they want to, you know, chide us for this mitzvah, because this is the Dover HaMavdil, you know, send the Goyim. This is also why it says over here, Atem Kruyim Adam, V'loy Avdi Kaychavim. What is Adam? We just said that to reach the Madreg of Adam Kaydim Achaych, we have to be Mavatal ourselves, Sayar Ritzainis, Sayar Seich. Who is the nation that's Shoyev to be like Adam originally? That's Klal Yisrael. Atem Kruyim Adam, V'loy Avdi Kaychavim. They took the opposite course. They went further and further and further away from what Adam HaRishon was Kaidam Achay. And Lehepach, by our being mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being mevatel our Ritzainis, by being mevatel our Machshavis, so we are considered Adam because we are Shayev to be that Adam HaRishon Kaidam Achay. Just the music to show you how we mevatel ourselves to previous generations. Rabbi Zatzal was once walking with the Talmud. And the Talmud was holding a Yamshel Shleima. So if Yamshel Shleima or Shleima Luri had to go through the door, so Rabbi tells him to go in first. You're holding a Sefer. He said, but the Rosh Yeshiva is holding his Ksavim. He said, what's rest? He says, Yama Musig. You know, the chilul between the Marshal and our generation today. He's holding the Ritzai also. But such a hisbatlus, the previous generations that were closer to the Darg of Adam HaRishon Kaidam Achayt. That's the way Klal Yisrael lives. Parah Aduma Tmima. Rashi says, Tmima Vadmumius. It's complete in its redness. In case it had two black hair, it's possible. So Dafim Vashtayim, why is the Torah Makbid on the color? Eventually we know that by Karbonis, by Nizin Yonim, the Torah is makbid on shleimus. It's not supposed to have a mum. Good. Over in the Marah Advarim, that we don't find so much that the Torah is makbid. Why is the Torah makbid over here on the Marah? It has to be completely red. That's number one. Also, Rashi brings down Parah Aduma. Moshe Lamad Avra Daimed, it was a child of a maidservant that was working in the palace that made a mess. So he said, let the mother come and let her clean up after her son. So Kliyakar asks, okay, but what happens if the son's able to clean up after himself? Why do you have to ask the mother to do it? If the egel, why do we have to bring a parah adum as a kapara of an egel? Why not bring an egel for a kapara of an egel? The egel could do it. Most of us nafki dafn hobin the parah. So the Kliyoker says a very good thing. The Kliyoker says if somebody wants to be mavato with growth, meaning a tree or a plant that he doesn't want in his property, it's not good enough to just cut off the branches or cut off the fruits. You have to uproot it from the bottom up, from underneath avos. You cut off the branches, it's just going to continue to grow. It's the same thing with averus. If a person wants to be oikar averus, it's not good enough to just stop the averus. You have to get to the mucker of the averus, you have to get to the shayrish, pyra, reish, valana, and see what the roots of the averus are in you. You see the mucker, you know what to do tshuva for. But if a person is just going to stop the avera in its tracks right now, but he's not getting to the source, the mucker advarim, so then you're not going to gain anything on the deal. He says, that's why the Torah says over here that you have to burn the mother. What is the shayrish of the avera? It's not good enough just to stop the avera. You have to know what is the shayrish of the avera. So when it says, tovei ho'ein, utekaneach al benoah, getting rid of the benoah is not good enough. You have to get rid of the aim. You have to get rid of the shayrish of what the aveir is for. What was talking the shayrish of the ego? What's the aim over here? Shtek the gemara brachas daflam in days. The dizahov omer amri dvei rav yanat kach omer moishel lefnei hakodesh baruch hu rabbeinu shloilam bishul kesev izor sheshpatu lehem liyisrael because of the right kesev izor. Acham Rudai, oh, it's enough already. Who Gorim Shah says the eagle? What was Gorim the eagle? The riches. The Chazal say, Ein Ari Noyen Yitoch Kupa Shol Teven. El Yitoch Kupa Shol Basar. When does a lion, when does he give off a roar? When he has his meat, when he has everything he needs, that gives him extra power to do what he does. But if you give him a little bit, he doesn't feel so boisterous, you know, and so levitic. It's the same thing with Klal Yisrael. When we have riches, by Yishman Yeshur and by Yivot. We get fattened up and we rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we wouldn't have such riches, then, you know, then it wouldn't have been such a problem. That was the Limus Schus. He says, that's the Pshad because Zohar has a reddish tinge to it. Right? And that is the Makar of the Aveira. So the Parah Duma B'Davka has to be red. That led to the Maisa Egel. And that's what it turns to Parah Duma Tmima, Tova Yo'en V'Tekaneach Albana. That's the shayrish of the aveir. Says Taka by Avram Avinu, I saw a beautiful vart. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger says, "Avram koveid ma'oid ba'mikne ba'kesev u'ba'zohav ba'yelech l'masor." By Avram Avinu, he was laden with gold and silver of afal pikein. He went on his travels. It didn't hold him back from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Up in Medera Klal, you know, most people are not like Avram Avinu. So we hear the Tavli Ha'aim, the redness of the Para, which represents the Ribuy of Zahav with the Kaneach Alvano. If we realize that in this world we can't overindulge in Gashmias, we realize that the more Gashmias, the less Ruchnias, that is the biggest Kapara for the Chet Ha'ego. That's the Tavli Ha'aim with the Kaneach Alvano. Vayeshev Ha'om B'Kodesh. The people were in Kodesh, Vatomas Shom Miriam, Vatikover Shom. Miriam Hanaviah, she was niftu there and she was buried there. The Gemara in Ma'id Katan Dav Chav Ches says, "Lama Nismecha Mises Miriam leParshas Parah Aduma." Why is the Ptira of Miriam right next to the Parsha Parah Aduma? Loim Alecha Ma Korbanis Mechaprim, just like Korbanis or Mechaper, Af Mises Tzadikim Mechaperes. So Sfarim Eske Kasha, there's plenty of Korbanis that we could have picked to put Mises Miriam right next to. Vosebis is Samach the Parah Aduma. And Parah Aduma really was not really a regular carbon, really. It's called the Chatas Taket. But if you wanted to pick a carbon, Vosebis we picked on Parah Aduma. So stating this far, Mamadi the Kishad. If you would just say the Mises of Miriam right next to regular carbon, it's fine. You see, it's a Kapara. But it puts it right next to Parah Aduma to teach us. What happens when we don't have a kapara? What's the getter of a person who doesn't have a kapara? Everybody understands, without the parah aduma, a person has tumas meis, is tremendously limited in his contact with kedusha and his contact with dvarim ta'ira. He has to be pirish. He He can't touch anything because he's metame everything. He can't have truma. He can't have kachim. He's a very, very limited person. So the Torah put the Baal Aveira right next to the Indian of Parah Aduma, that the same way of Parah Aduma, without the Parah Aduma, you're limited. You're not just someone that has a bad record. You have an X on your slate, on your record. You're a limited person. You might not realize it, but you're limited. In those days, everybody realized the person that was Tameh could not come in contact with anything of Tahara. So that's why the Torah B'davka puts it next to Parah Aduma to tell you, Ma Parah Aduma Mechaper Es Afnis Tzadik Mechaper. But what does it mean it's Mechaper? By taking away your Yisurim, it's taking away your limitations. The same way Parah Aduma makes you a different person, and it removes all limitations, and until now you were mugbul. You were placed in a little box. You couldn't have contact. It's the same thing with the Baal Aveira. It's not just a bad note on your record book. You're limited. Svarang Doshim bring down that the word Isser comes from the word tied down. Because every time a person is over on an Isser, it ties him down away from HaKadosh Baruch. It causes a pira. And who knows how much siyata tishmaya he loses, and who knows how his life is affected by a void of kedusha. That's why the Torah puts the bidavka next to Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma, everybody understands that the bringing of the Parah Aduma, it takes a person out of that limited box, and that's what Misa Tzadikim does as well. Peladik Azach, after the mice of Miriam, the Yidden complain, they argue with Moshe. And they say, why did you bring us out of Mitzrayim? To bring us to this bad place. Piliplon. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they saw the chush, how HaKadosh Baruch was carrying them al kanfei nesharim. They saw every single step of the way. They saw Mayri Dikinisim. How do we understand that the people of such a high caliber, they should have the chutzpah to rebel against Hashem and to say, so shezach, loma helisonim yimitzrayim. And before that it says in the Pasuk, loma haveisim is kal Hashem al amidbar hazeh, lomus sham, anachnu bireinu. That's the way you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You saw everything that went on in the midbar. The mon, the be'er, the nani ha-kovid, kriyas yamsuf, the things that they saw, rosa shivka layam, leroy yecheskel ben buzi. How do they have the chutzpah to talk like this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What were they complaining about? So Yitzhak Petterberg, it says in Mary the Gizach, Klal Yisrael Takas saw the Nisim, and it was Dafka Machmas, they saw the Nisim, and they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave them chutz mi derech ha-teva. That's why the Dafka wanted this to stop. Why? Because they realized, hey, Yais Hashem is being manning them al derech neis. They have to constantly be at their best. The minute they give in a little bit, right away you see that the hanhaga of neis changes, and then they're in trouble. It's a very, very scary thing. So they wanted to be b'derech hateva. If the world is oilum kimin hoga inayig, and a person doesn't have eva, you see a change in the teva that quickly. Oilum kimin hoga inayig. But they realized that if Hashem is inayig with us b'derech neis, it's a gevaldig gezach. But it's mechayim from us a tremendous achrayas that at every second we have to be l'mayla min hateva. And if we go down a little bit l'mayla from l'mayla min hateva, all of a sudden, in an instance, the hashgach is on a much lower madrega. We can't live with that pachat keseder. We can't live with that achrayas keseder. So that's why they said we would have rather been in Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim was on hug of teva. You should have kept us in Mitzrayim with Hanhoga Tivis. Why did you bring us out here in the Midbar where we're totally soymech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the minute we give in, then, you know, we're going to die over here, Chas V'Shalom. This is what they wanted. They didn't want the achrayis of living a life of L'mayla Menatev. I mean, on the other hand, because they had that achrayis, it kept them on a much higher madrega. Over it's a big achrayis. It's not so easy. It's not so easy to live on such a madrega keseder. Kaches hamakel, v'hakel esoeidu, v'dibartim al hasela. If the Rav shot him, what the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron was, l'maisa, we can't understand it. Over l'maisa, the Rishonim and the Achronim, they both speak about what was the chait. You can understand it a little bit on our level. So the Sforno over here brings down that there's different kinds of Nisim. There's a Nes Nister, with Tzadikim Davim Ta'akadosh Baruch, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it in a hidden way. Then there's a Nes Nigla, and that can happen in different ways as well. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a Navi or a Mali to do some physical act, and that's Goyrim and Nes, or he tells them to speak and say something, and Tzadik Goyzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, and that could be Goyrim and Nes. Moshe and Aaron, by this mice over here, with the May Mariva, Moshe and Aaron felt that because Klal Yisrael were Moirim, they called them Shimun HaMoirim, they were not on the Madrega, that they should be Zeichet to an ace where Dibur alone could do the job. That takes a higher Madrega in Klal Yisrael. But they were very upset with the Bnei Yisrael. They came, they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. So Moshe and Aaron felt that they weren't on the Madrega of the Nes with Dibur alone. So the Mela, they used the stick to do it. So that was a lack of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Favos, because if they would have used Dibur, Enoch and Ami, it's also a big Nes Al Yidei a stick. Of its part, the physical Hishtadlus. And the moment they do that physical Hishtadlus, for that moment, it looks like they're doing a physical act. I later on, they see the water comes out, that's an ace. Of a lefi, re'oisa inayim, shas ma'ise, it looks more like a tevedika act. So for that moment at least, giving the impression it's a physical act as opposed to a totally ruchnizdika act, there's a lack of kiddush shem shemayim. So Yeruchim Lavavit Zatzal says, adheichen advar ma'yim, you're talking about the Dor HaMidbar that saw all the nisim of the world. They didn't doubt for a second that everything comes from Hashem. And they didn't doubt for a second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be the biggest nisim even without a stick. Of Afal Piken, if Kafi the moment, there's a little thought in the mind that maybe that's already for that second the lack of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That was the time on Moshe Rabbeinu, the Daka Shabadaka. I was thinking it could also be that Moshe and Aaron, they thought that Klal Yisrael was not on the Madrega for the higher nates. But that goof is a shtickle, but God, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us very much. How many times does he make nisim for us, even when we're not Roy Lekach? So it could be that in that respect, it was also a lack of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron that because you weren't Mekadosh my name, Lochein lo yisoviyu es hakol hazeh, you're not going to bring the tzibur to Eretz Yisrael. Says a Moshe that gives some soif over here. Chazal say, it's Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Zayin. Kol HaMezake Es HaRabim, Ein Chet Bo Al Yodai. Anyone that's Mezake HaRabim, no Aver is going to come to him. So Frektav Samsoi for Akash, so Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Mezake HaRabim, probably in the history of the world. Moshe Zocho Vezicha Es HaRabim. So how's it Shayach that he was Mezake the Rabim, Lidar Dairis? And he should be chayte. What's the pshat? Says Rav Tachsam Sofer Teretz. The reason why Hamazakeh Sarabim ain't chayt Baal Yodai is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu does not want that the Talmidim should be in Gan Eden and the Rebbe should be in Gehenna. Here he was Mazakeh the rest of the world, and he himself is suffering in Gehenna because of the Aveira that he did. So the Meila ain't chayt Baal Yodai. If the rest of the Tzibur is not going to have the Zaynish. But over here it was already Nigzer on the rest of Klal Yisrael that they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Memela over here, you wouldn't have the problem that everybody else is in Eretz Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu is not Zaychid to go in. Memela, this Klal of Kol HaMezakeh HaRabim and Kei Baal Yodai is not Shayach over here. Taishtuch Sam Soifid is a possible Sefer Dvarim. Vayis Aber Hashem Bi Lamanchem. Hashem got angry at me because of you. What's the pshat? He says, if you wouldn't have had the chait of the Meraglim, and you would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael, so then my aveil would not have been a goyrim for me not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but because it was nigzer on you, that you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So the middle of that klal of kol hamazakeh sarabim, ein chait baal yodai doesn't apply, and the middle I'm not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he touched the Sam Sofer, a married to Gibshat. One more, Ha'ara. By Yishlach Moshe Malachim, Mikodesh El Melech Edayim. Koy Amar Ochicho Yisrael. So says your brother Klal Yisrael. All of a sudden, Klal Yisrael, they remind the Achva between them and Esav, what's the pshat? So Rashi says, to send a message to Esav, Achim and Achmu, Bnei Avram, we're both sons of Avram, we're both descendants of Avram. To Avram it said, Geri Yezaracha. Val Shneinu Haya Oysa HaChoyv Luparay. We both had the choyv to pay back Geri Yezaracha. Beres Loi Lohem. We're both Zer Avram. It really was on both of us. You didn't pay a penny. I had to pay the whole choyv. Hashem, if he's there, you shouldn't have any tainus on me that the land is shayach to you and not to me. I paid up the whole choyv. Azoizav Rash. There's other svarim that say Amari the Gibshat. That is that Yitzchok Avinu, his plan for Esav was, Esav and Yaakov would be one nation. The same way Yisachar and Zavul, and it's not Zavul, it's Esav and Yisachar, by Olecha, Esav would be the one that supports Yaakov, and Esav with his kaifis will have a chaluk in Yaakov. Unfortunately, Esav machmas his taivis, Esav machmas his rishis, he wasn't willing to do that. He wasn't willing to be the supporter of Yaakov. That's really a similar divers. And then throughout the generations, they could have been our brother. They could have helped us out. And then they'd have a chelik in everything that we do. Right? But what happens? Not only didn't they help us out in the galus, but they made things tougher for us. So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Edom, Koyamar Achicha Yisrael. You have a chance to be Achicha. You have a chance to help us out. And if you help us out, then you will have a chelik in everything that we do. The same way Yitzchok Avinu wanted it to be done with Chavchila. What happened? Esav HaRasha Edom did not want to do that. And Mamela didn't have a chelik in what we accomplish. Or ideally, this is what Yitzchok Avinu meant. He said, Koyam Arachicha Yisrael. The Gemara says, Gemara in the Sefer Tanya that big test. That one time, the Romans were geyser on Yisrael. They shouldn't be Isaac and Taira. And also they shouldn't have Bris Mila. So Yehuda ben Shamua and a bunch of Chachamim went to this woman that had a shaykhus with all the G'dayli Rome. They asked her in Eitzah, what should we do? So she said, go out and demonstrate Balayla, Abdul Balayla. And they went out and they demonstrated. And they said, Achinu, our brothers, why are you misa'azu with us more than any other nation? They also called them brothers. So that was the same message. That's when you're supposed to be our brothers. If you would help us out, then you would cause a shortcut for us in the Golas. You could have a chelik in everything that we do. Right? So that's why they call them Ochinu, and that's the message that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Mar says, Mesechta Zavai Dezari, Moshe Lovai, Navdeza Medalev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Sefer Torah, Menichoi Vecheikoi, he's going to put it in his lap. Whoever was Isaac in Torah, come and take your schar. So number one on the list is going to be Edom. He says, what were you, Isaac? We built bridges, and we built bathhouses, and we gathered money, and everything we only did for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem will tell them, Shaitim Shavailam. You did it all for yourself. You didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. So correct the Brisker Rav. Shaitim Shakranim. Shakranim. Shaitim Shakranim. They did it for us. Up the Brisker Rav, because ultimately it's going to be true. All of the things that they did, it'll be this gala, it was all tackled for the time of Klal Yisrael. But your shaitim, if you would have done it tackle the shame Klal Yisrael with the kavana of helping Klal Yisrael, then your tackle could have had a chelik in it. But that's not why you did it for yourselves. But maybe you don't have a chelik. That's the meaning of what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over here. Koyam Arachicha Yisrael, we're brothers. If you want to act like a brother and you want to help us out and give us that shortcut to Eretz Yisrael, you can have a chelik in everything that we do. I wouldn't shout. Next week will be the last shiur for the summer. Shabbos.